Okay, as far as injuries go, really Fisher is a primary one. Fisher had a concussion. He tested out to have one, but not sure exactly where we lay with that as far as how bad it is. He seemed to be pretty good here after the game, which is a positive. You know, Gannon from the little shooter, Gannon from the Dream Factory, predicted we'd be 31-7 over the Giants, which is amazing. A shout goes out to him and for the great job that he did predicting that. This was against a heck of a football team. I know what their record is, but I also know they have good players and good coaches, and it's just a blip in the screen for them. They'll bounce back here off that. I've seen them do some amazing things over time, having to compete against them the last few years. As far as our football team goes, I was proud of the effort that the guys gave. They thought they came out and did a nice job. We overcame three turnovers with three takeaways of our own, and then the defense really, I thought, played well after the turnovers. We came out with no points, or they came out with no points with our turnovers, and we were able to pound in that last one and get seven off of their three. Tomba with his, I mean, I can go through and pick out all these things, but Tomba with the two sacks, and Mac with the five catches, and Dustin Colquitt pushing through after hurting his knee. He pushed through and did a nice job. Cooper and Robinson stepping in and just playing, I guess, what I consider a great receiving core there. You know, tribute to the coaches, not only of the positions, but the coordinators. Emmett now spent a lot of time with those two and did a nice job getting them ready. Obviously, Flowers wasn't able to answer the bell, or Fasano, and it wasn't lack of effort. They tried, as did Jeff Allen. But hopefully we get him back this next week. So, but all in all, listen, every win's a good win in the National Football League. So, and we'll enjoy it for a little bit here, and then we've got to get ready for Tennessee. Time's yours.
Andy, on the video challenge right before the punt return on the spot of the ball, did you see that yourself, or did you hear it get?
Yeah, my guys upstairs did that. The coaches upstairs did a nice job of that. I have a lot of trust in those guys, and. They called it. That was a pretty big challenge there, and they were very accurate with what they saw.
Andy, can you kind of talk a little bit about your offense? Because after that first score, there was a little bit of a struggle, but it seemed like the guys hung in there, and eventually you started getting some.
Yeah, well, listen, that's a good defensive front. You probably say it's one of the better defensive fronts in the National Football League, and so we banged around with them a little bit, and finally we got some things going, and we're able to put together, you know, a couple points, you know, enough to barely squeak by.
Dexter's punt return. You guys had a lot of success with special teams in the preseason, and finally see that kind of translate into a game, a critical moment there, obviously, too.
Yeah, listen, Dex has been close. I mean, a couple of these, so it's nice to see him. Nice to see him bust one. Then he had some big third down. I should have mentioned him in this in the beginning, because he had a couple nice third down catches too on top of that. And I think he'll probably sleep good tonight. He's pretty tired after all that work today.
Andy, I think it's the Thursday game. You've had to drive about 8-9 minutes in the fourth quarter.
A lot of grinding and that. Can you just talk about how important that is to sort of your winning formula?
Yeah, well, listen, those guys you know, that's a tribute to the players, Kent Johnston and Travis, and for the job that they do in the weight room, getting these guys in condition so that they can push through Brent Salazar too. So just training these guys and getting them right so they can push through situations like this and be able to do this. Rick, you know, he was busy too, making sure everybody was hydrated and ready to roll. So when you're late in the you know, you're late in the game, those become important things.
From your standpoint, you can't ever counter any one thing happening.
It seems like that's become part of this is what we know we can do in the fourth quarter. Can you just talk about how much you trust that right now?
Well, listen, I know they'll battle. I mean, that's what I know. a lot of things I don't know about you, but that, I do know this. They're a tough bunch, and they'll keep battling. And that's something to be, but I'm proud of them for it. They've been that way all the way through the off season, during training camp, and then continued at the end of the season.
Do you have any feel for how Stevenson played replacing Fisher, and how Schwartz did replacing Allen at all?
Yeah, listen, I thought they did a pretty good job. I mean, just you gotta see the tape on that, but. And I felt like they
run game was a little bit of a struggle, it seemed like.
You know, this is what they did. They went single safety middle just about the whole game. So you were looking at an 8-man front, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, sometimes you can hit a seam there, create a seam, and other times it's kind of scrummed up there, you know, where it looks like a kid's soccer match. But.
And Andy, just on Alex's game, you know, he had to overcome some turnovers today and everything. But you just talk about how he's running the game and how important he is.
Well, you saw it. You know, those turnovers were a little crazy. I mean, everybody's got a little piece of those. But I thought he did a heck of a job. I thought he was dead on today. I know the turnovers, but there's some things that go into those turnovers that we all don't see. But
rumor was you guys didn't really have a tight end, but McGrath, I thought, had a really good game. 95 catches, 64 yards, gets his first touchdown. Can you talk about his contribution?
Yeah, that was a bad rumor. yeah, listen, I mean, McGrath made a game winner last week and came up with big this week, and he battled through. He kind of got hit in the ankle, he got hit in the knee, you know, and he just kind of kept battling through it. So I thought he did a good job.
Can you talk about Marcus Cooper today?
Yeah, listen, I thought Marcus did a nice job. That's a tough receiving core, and so they're going to get you every once in a while. But he kept battling, and he's new at that position. He was a wide receiver for a little bit in college there, so kind of right up there at Rutgers. So I was proud of him the way he battled.
Thank you.
Thanks.